Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Second hour of KJ and Lyons on WEEI. The show is so entertaining, you only get it once a week. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. If you've missed any of the show, remember the Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI. It plays it for you chapter by chapter. We've really gotten into some good conversation about the Patriots, John. We had Tommy I put an E in Tom's name. Ooh. Because it's so used to it. But Tommy Freeze Pops, which is different than Tom E. Curran. We had a conversation with him about Alex Van Pelt and what was going on with Drake May. We've had a great conversation about offensive line and so forth. So if you missed any of it, you can just hit the rewind button. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Sorja, thanks so much for calling KJ and Lyons. Good morning to you.
KJ and Lyons, how you guys doing on this fine Sunday morning?
Oh, fine as you, sir.
A couple of quick points here on the Patriots. So I think this team is either going to be 3-14 and 4-13. Now, saying that, I think that's fine, because I think we just have to, like, tamper our expectations. Like, just seeing that last season's product still hasn't really set in. And for me, it's like, if you get a top-5 draft pick next year, you're going to be drafting at the top of the draft, right? Bring in a good lineman or whatever. But we have to kind of be realistic, right? Only Kyle Duggar, out of all the positions, right, Pro Football Focus, they ranked all positions of top 10. Only Kyle Duggar was top 10. You have a rookie head coach. You have a rookie quarterback. I think we just have to be realistic. And if they do well, great. And if not, it kind of is what it is. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, man. John.
Yeah, I would agree pretty much 100% with what Sorja just said. I mean, I do think they're going to be better than last year, mostly because their quarterback play was just so bad last year that you really can only go up from there.
But we got to be offensive play calling.
We got to have an important distinction here, KJ. Better does not equate to great, right? Like, better to me, I think they're going to win 6 games, maybe 7, but probably 6. Like, so that's better than last year.
The over-under is 4.5.
Right. So I think they're going to get the over. They're going to win 6. So that's better than last year, but still, I mean, 6 wins is not good, right? So, right. Like, I think they're going to be better. And to Sorge's point, if you have faith in Elliott Wolf, and I guess we'll see some this year, like, does Drake May look good? Does Jalen Polk look good, right? If you have faith in him, if you win 6 games, that's probably, what, the 8th or 9th overall pick? That might be the best offensive tackle on the board, maybe the 2nd best, but you're going to get one of those top two or three offensive tackles potentially on the board to kind of add to this core. And I think so much of what they've done this offseason, KJ, and this year, and this, it's not about 2024. It's about 2025 and then 2026. And I think that's the way they've looked at things since January. And I think, again, to Sorge's point, if fans look at it that way and say, hey, can we develop something here that we can head into next offseason feeling good about, try to make the playoffs in 2025, I think that's what the team's goal is. And I think that's kind of what our expectations should be.
You know, I think it's tough for the fan base here in New England because for 25 years, let's call it give or take 25 years, all of your friends around the country have had to say something. Oh, you did this. Oh, you cheat. Or I would do this and other. And so now there's now a consistency. And give this team a lot of credit. That first year with Mac Jones, they did get to the playoffs. So at least staved off the immediacy of, oh, you guys suck. Now your friends across the country, like, you can't tell me that the Patriots are the worst team in the NFL. I think that's going to be probably two teams out of the NFC South. I think those two teams, two teams out of that division might be worse than the Patriots are this year. Now, 4-13, I don't see that happening again. 5-12, sure. 6-11, I would say, okay, good progress. 7-10 would be you know what I mean? That I think they would be over their skis if they got to 7-10. But I think 7-10 might be something where a luck of a bounce put the defense in one game. You know, you do see some rookie quarterbacks. I know Caleb Williams looked great in his preseason game yesterday, but that's a preseason game. If you said, hey, would you take Caleb Williams against the Patriots defense or the Patriots defense over Caleb Williams? I'd say give me the Patriots defense just to figure some things out to confuse him, knowing that if you can keep that game close, one mistake can give you a win in a situation where people don't think you could win. So I think there's still some room for that where maybe the defense or special teams play can win the team a game or two and maybe get them to seven wins. Anybody's talking anything over seven needs to be drug tested on Monday.
And when we talk about getting to six wins, right? Again, if you look at, and I know the schedule is a little harder this year, it is, but think about how bad their quarterback play was last year, KJ. Think about how bad their offense was last year. They lost a bunch of one possession games.
Right.
Like, even if you win, again, a couple of those, you're at five or six wins this year, right? Like, that's all I'm saying. Like,
we've seen that over the last couple of seasons.
Think about, like, last year when they lost to the Giants 10-7 and Mac threw three picks in the first half. They missed a field goal to tie it at the end of the game. They lost 6-0 to the Chargers at home.
Yeah, chance to win that Indianapolis game. Yep.
The Colts game. That's the Washington game where Rager drops a deep touchdown pass. Smith-Schuster drops. Like, I could go on and on. The Buffalo game where they lost by six despite turning it over four times in the first.
The Cole Strange recovered fumble.
Yeah, like look, I'm not sitting here telling you, oh, they should have won nine games. But what I'm saying is,
better decision
is that if you look at this team and say, oh, I think they're capable of winning four or so games, and even if they just win a couple of those types of games they would have lost, like, even if, you know, they lose a bunch of one possession games but win one or two, then you're at six wins. Like, that's where I look at getting to six wins. And I think it's important to remember this year's about progress. If we come to the end of this year and you and I do a show in January, probably on a Sunday morning, maybe a Saturday.
No, I don't know. You don't have schedules work on the station. We won't be here on Sunday mornings.
You know, maybe they'll put us at Saturday. 6 a.m. or something.
We'll work twice a month.
You and I do a show in January, and we can sit there and say, hey, you know what? Drake May played a little bit, and he looks like he could be the future. Alex Van Pelt settled in. This defense was still pretty good. Their special teams got better. Like, that's really what we want to walk away from this season talking about. It's not going to be like the Houston Texans winning 10 games with Stroud and getting to the second round of the playoffs. I mean, hey, that would be awesome. It would shock me if that's what had actually happened. I think you need to walk away from this season looking at, hey, we have a real core here. We have a franchise QB. We can take a step towards the playoffs and make the playoffs next year. That's what this season's expectation should be about.
Well, and I think sometimes fans have quarterback envy and don't look at the bigger picture of it, right? CJ Stroud benefits by being in the AFC South last year, right? Sure. Everybody thought that was Jacksonville's to run away with, and Tennessee was clearly bad, and Indy was riddled with injuries, and they were okay. You remember it came down to that final game, like whoever won it was going to win the division but not necessarily go to the playoffs. So that kind of tells you how bad the division was. And then when you get into playoffs, anything can happen, right? That was what you held on to with Belichick for. You're like, hey, if you just get this team to the playoffs, you feel like Belichick can at least win you one game, and anything can happen in the playoffs. So I you're absolutely right. If people tell themselves in the mirror, this is a rebuild, and I won't see the rookie quarterback right away, it will temper down your expectations. If you're like, I just want hardcore 2010 all over again, that's not going to happen. And it may not happen for a couple of years. All right, 37937 before we get to what's trending. What do you got, Jacob, on the text line?
So I have two texts here. First off, what six games do they win?
What, six out of 17?
Because
you could ask the same thing with Cincinnati last year, right?
Sure.
If you pencil the start of the season, you pencil Cincinnati, you're like, oh, man, it's a 12-win season. What happens? Injury.
Yeah, they go to Tennessee, they go to Chicago, the Colts, Arizona. Like, those are all winnable games. Like, that's four right there.
Jacksonville may be a winnable game over in London.
And again, like, you beat Arizona.
The Rams could be a competitive game, and they may win that one.
Like, if you beat Arizona, the Colts will see if they're banged up. Tennessee, like, you win those games, and then you win a couple more. So, like, that's six. Again, it's six, out of 17.
We're not trying to get to 10.
Yeah, like, it's six out of 17.
Because here's the thing. There's a good chance they will win. They will lose six games in the AFC East.
least five. But let's say you win one of those AFC. Let's just say either the Dolphins or the Jets, you beat one of those teams. Okay, so there's a win, right? Like, now you only need five more. Right?
No, how about this? Let's say they lose all six of those. There's still 11 games to choose from. So you're still saying you can lose every game in your division, and there's a chance they may still go 6-5 in those other games.
Exactly. Right. So that's all we're talking about, six out of 17.
Right.
Like, that's all we're talking about.
Lose every game in their division.
Exactly. And then still 6 out of 11.
Right. Which six games? Show your work, KJ. One more text, and then we'll get to trending.
All right. If May winds up turning out to be an okay quarterback by the end of the year, I'll definitely text in and say I was wrong, but I think Milton is the future. And also, there's a bonus text here. Love listening to you guys every Sunday. You are basically the only show that reads the text line, and that's the only way I like to communicate. Keep killing it, y'all.
Thank you. See,
very kind. Thank you.
That's the thing. You have to understand how to take the old school and the new school and mix them together, right? That's why we could talk about video games on this show.
Yes.
We can talk about you see what I'm saying? It's not like I remember when Scott Zolak was the quarterback. You don't get a whole lot of that here, but you can get a mix of that. You have history, and you also have old school and new school, like the breakdancing competition. In the Olympics.
I just say something to the texter's point about obviously how great we are. But to Joe Milton, like, I think if you walk away from the season, we've been talking about May, but if you also walk away saying, hey, Joe Milton is our long-term backup QB, and you can have two guys in May and Milton, and that's kind of your quarterback, you know, one and two for 4 or 5 years, you can feel really good about that too. Because you notice a lot of the guys they signed this offseason, KJ, multi-year deals, except Jacoby Brissett, right? So I think their goal is to walk away from this season saying May is the future starter, and if Milton can be the long-term backup, then I think you're in pretty good shape there. But when you and I do a show in January, hopefully that's what we're talking about.
It'll be one of two Saturdays. Make sure you catch it. No kidding.
And hopefully the Red Sox signed a starting pitcher then, too. Hopefully we'll have a good show in January with a Red Sox signed a frontline starting pitcher, and the Patriots have their quarterback of the future also.
Mike and Ken might be like, how do we get rid of KJ's ass this week? What is he saying? I'll say this quick, and then we'll go to trending. It's different now. Remember, we used to, like, no one in college basketball would, a 16 would never beat a one seed. Now it's a lot more regular than it was an obsolete thing. Same thing in the NFL. There's no way some sixth round, seventh round, Mr. Irrelevant become a starting quarterback in the NFL. It's now a thing. And I think part of, and this is where I'm going to give kudos to the texter, is what if, just the same way that Mr. Irrelevant can become a quarterback in the NFL, that Joe Milton can be able to get better coaching? Because keep in mind, Tennessee is not exactly where you go to the quarterback, because if nobody wants, look, Peyton Manning doesn't want anybody to steal his shine and his history there. That's why you don't see quarterbacks coming out of Tennessee. But he gets the right coaching, he gets around the right guy. What happens if he pops? What if he pops somewhere else? Doesn't that make it feel a little bit, wouldn't it make it feel a little bit worse?
Yeah, the one that got away? Feel a little bit worse.
That would be the worst feeling. That would be the worst. And I think that's inside of some people right now. It's like, what if Joe Milton does end up becoming an NFL quarterback somewhere else and performs well, and we're still sitting here in New England figuring it out. Who do you yell at then? A cloud?
Yeah, KJ, Mac Jones is going to take Trevor Lawrence's job, and we're all going to cry about it.
No, but he's going to take Beathard's job the way he played last night.
He might, yeah.
It's KJ and Lions, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We talk about Tatum, the Olympics, next. But right now, it's time to trend with Jacob Lassner.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were defeated by the Astros last night by a score of 5-4. Josh Winkowski went 3 and allowed 1 earned run. Yordan Alvarez hit 2 home runs to lead the Astros to the victory. Here's what Alex Cora had to say about Alvarez after the game.
Just control the strike zone, just hits for average, he'll take his walks, you know, and for me, he's up there with Judge, to be honest with you. It's just, you bring a lefty, hits lefties, I don't know, it seems like he likes hitting here, you know. That wall kind of like keeps him close, you know. He can shoot it the other way, and then he can do that. Closest thing to David, probably, in the game. He, you know, like very, very, very similar to David Ortiz.
The Sox are back in action today at 1:35 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Sean and Hall of Fame Joe Castiglione are on the call. James Paxton is on the mound for the Sox, Hunter Brown for the Astros. The Sox lineup has not been announced yet. Joe Weil has the MassMutual pregame show at 12:35. MassMutual, insurance, planning, investments. The U.S. men's basketball team took gold yesterday in Paris. Steph Curry was announced Olympics MVP after splashing 4 ridiculous threes to close out the game for the United States. Elsewhere in the Olympics, the United States and France are all tied up at 25 going into halftime. For the U.S. women's gold medal game in basketball, and China still has the lead in gold medals. U.S. looking to catch up to them because they are only down by 1. They still lead with 125 medals in the Olympics so far. According to a report from Josh Kosman of the New York Post, Fenway Sports Group and Redbird Capital are seriously considering taking a bid for the Boston Celtics. And the Patriots are back on the practice field today to prep for their second preseason game this Thursday against the Eagles. Here's what Gerard Mayo had to say about Drake May after the first preseason game.
I mean, he, you know, Jacoby's the starter, so Drake only gets a few of these games. You didn't feel it was important for him to learn the work on the operation and the huddle and some of the game management stuff?
I mean, those things are always under consideration. I would also say, you know, during practice, he gets a lot of reps. And then going into the Eagles week, this honestly is a huge week for everyone to practice against the Eagles and then really. We'll see how the reps kind of break down in the game, but I expect Drake to get, you know, more reps than he did in the first game.
My name is Jacob Lassner, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left. Number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
They got the best team. They got, you know, they haven't used their depth the right way, because the one advantage we had in 92, and they still have today, when they go to their bench, they're bringing in better players. He has not used his team properly. We should never be a debate on guys getting to play and not getting to play. Listen, you can't. Putting Jason Tatum in an NBA game, he's going to be better than 99% of the guys already in the world. But especially guys who are coming from a foreign country. So you just kind of keep your guys on a treadmill and keep them rolling around.
Good Sunday to you. It's KJ and Lyons on WEEI, rated the best once-a-week show in America. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We'll get to Charles Barkley's comments about the Olympics, Tatum, and more in minutes.
And yes, KJ, one thing worth mentioning is our wonderful Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. Always great to broadcast from there. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event. Make it the best summer ever with a great deal on the Bronco family or Ford F-Series, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox.
All right, keywords still to come on KJ Lyons before we get out of here at 12:30. Celtics, Jag, Cooked, John Henry, Bricks, Ric Flair. The Olympics are over. Well, they're pretty much over now. First, I have to ask you guys, and Jacob, you can join as well. Did you see the men's breakdancing competition yesterday? This is the future of the Olympics. Did you guys see this?
Isn't that just called KJ's Backyard?
Well, it used to be. I used to have the silicone. Used to spray the silicone on the linoleum floor. You get, like, people would go to, this is a true story, people would go to, like, flooring stores and, like, hey, you have extra old cuts of linoleum that, you know, that, you know, 10 by 10, if you will. Sure, kid, you can have it. Spray that thing down with linoleum spray and get your spin on. The B-boy, look! The breakdancing competition, not the women's. I don't know what that woman from Australia was doing. That was Elaine from Seinfeld. That was...
Have you seen the video that they synced up the Seinfeld music to the dance? It's ridiculous. She's just like rolling around on the floor.
So we'll get to the breakdancing finals yesterday between Danny Dan and Wisdom out of Canada. That's coming later. But I think the top thing, and this goes back to Barkley, is, okay, great, the USA won gold. But I really have an issue with Steve. You can kill the Olympic music because nobody really knows it after this. It's like the third verse of the national anthem.
That's the best part, in my opinion.
the downplay part. There he is coming down the track with four medals around his neck and four counts of something when he gets back to the States. No, I'm just kidding. Look, when it comes to what Steve Kerr couldn't do, let's just call it what it was. He's overwhelmed. And yet, while Tatum wasn't great yesterday, that's kind of the idea of getting guys to play minutes. Because the other part, I would say, what's really tied to the Tatum story is when Anthony Edwards started to disappear. Like, those are not minutes where Tatum could have gone in there and tried to fill in. Even if he gets in there for 3-4 minutes and then you put Anthony Edwards back in there, at least you would have an opportunity to determine if you roll with Tatum as the hot hand or you go back to Anthony Edwards. I am no Steve Kerr, but I am no damn fool. Like, every team should have been run out of the gym by Team USA, right? And I think part of it is the coaching, John.
Yeah, when you have a guy in Jason Tatum, 3 straight years, first team All-NBA, 6th in MVP voting. I mean, he's one of the top 10 players in the world. And you tell me he can't get top 10 minutes just on Team USA? Like, it just doesn't. And you mentioned Anthony Edwards. Like, the guy I look at is Devin Booker, too.
Yeah.
Like, Devin Booker's getting all these minutes. Tatum's a much better player than Devin Booker. He's a better player than Anthony Edwards. Like, there was times, and don't get me wrong, I was not one of those people rooting for France, but there were times that I was watching that game, and I'm looking at the U.S. lineup, and I'm looking at two, sometimes three guys that I know Tatum's better than, and it happened against Serbia. Like, they were down by 17 points against Serbia. And, like, Tatum's not getting in the game when Anthony Edwards at that point was playing bad. Like, it just doesn't add up to him. We are talking about a guy named Jason Tatum. Let's not forget, KJ, the last time the USA won gold in 2021 in Tokyo, he was the second leading scorer on the team. Like, I don't, it feels like something beyond.
It's a team, it's a Team USA problem. Because if anything, let's go back to the original drama of Team USA, right? Remember, like, they thought, ooh, maybe it was Nike that didn't want Jaylen Brown there because he's Adidas. Well, if that's the case, then damn, that's when you really should have benched Anthony Edwards, because he's Adidas and Jason Tatum is Nike.
And the weird thing, KJ, right? So the first time they benched Tatum against Serbia, which was in that, like, the exhibition round or whatever, remember Steve Kerr said, oh, it's a matchup thing? Well, if you had told me, I know, if you had told me, KJ,
if Serbians,
if you had told me that it was a subtle punishment because he came a couple days later to Vegas, or if you told me they felt he needed extra rest because he had played all the way through the NBA Finals, you know, I probably would have bought that. At least I would have considered that, right? But for him to bench Tatum twice against the same team tells me that at least on some level, he really believes that Tatum was a bad matchup out there against Serbia. A Serbian team, which, by the way, in that second game, was hitting threes left and right.
Right.
Who better do you have to switch on defensively of players than Jason Tatum? And then to play him limited minutes against France when he won a gold medal against France 3 years ago?
Didn't we say the same thing? It's like, wait a minute, so you mean to tell me you're going to sit the same Jason Tatum that was causing problems to Luka Doncic in the NBA Finals? Right? Like,
yeah.
This is my problem with Team USA.
Led the Celtics in points, rebound, and assists in their playoff run to an NBA championship. Like,
Here's where I don't get it. Right, like if you told me like the coaching staff, I'd say Kerr. Okay, he's there by name. I think Spoelstra probably should have been the better one to be the.
By Spoelstra in the Heat.
I won't even buy that. I just think it's one of those things where there's a disconnect, because in that game where they were down by what, at 1.17?
17, yeah.
Against
Serbia, thank God. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant bailed him out. And shout out to LeBron, too. He was great.
It was no coaching involved. There was no coaching involved. If anything, I think the coach's mistake is why they got so far behind. As you mentioned, they're hitting all those threes from out there. Like, there's no perimeter D that's got some length that could get an arm in a face.
By the way, KJ, can I make a quick note right now? The U.S. women's team down by 9 in the third quarter against France and their gold medal team. I just looked up and saw it. So just a little side note.
Yeah, if they lose, that would be a bigger deal. If the women's team loses.
Haven't they never
They've won
lost.
60 games in a row.
They've won the gold medal every single time, right?
Yes.
Yeah
because the men lost in 2004, right? Didn't they get bronze or something like in 2004? But the women have never
won
gold. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, maybe they're playing that tape back from the WNBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, just
Caitlin Clark's busy at Yankee Stadium.
Biggest what if.
Yeah.
Yeah, Agunway is probably sitting there saying, if you had my shots out there, you guys wouldn't be worrying about this. What other show on this station gives you WNBA humor? What other? Who?
Nobody.
Nobody.
While also telling you why Tatum should have played more in the Olympics.
It's also probably why the show's only on once a week, too. No, but I think it goes to, and here's what's kind of sad in all of this, is the social part that got to it, and obviously the reporting about Jason Tatum's mom asking out loud why. This is why I was like, you know, stay off the social stuff when it comes to this stuff. Because, you know, that's where we, this is where we come in, right? Because I feel bad, because now Jason Tatum has been nothing but the picture of idealism. Now, granted, someone's like, well, you know,
good teammate. And by the way, if I can add one more note, and a shout out to a texter who pointed this out. I mentioned that Tatum was first team All-NBA three straight years. This past year, of the first team All-NBA, Tatum was the only American. So only American first team All-NBA, and he barely plays the last two
games. Okay, so you know this goes back to, remember my conversation about how the NBA really doesn't have an interest in promoting the Celtics as the face of the league? Do you need another exhibit?
Because they're bored.
Is this not
exhibit? Like, they're so good and they care about each other and they work hard. It's almost boring.
It has nothing to do with
these
guys
drama.
Are not boring.
Like, remember when they ESPN tried to invent the story of Tatum not celebrating enough?
Well, John, this is Exhibit C.
That's what I'm saying.
Exhibit C.
Is they feel the national conversation feels like the Celtics don't have enough juice behind them. So they look
but
in other directions.
But that's total crap because like, they've got the most banners in the league.
What if we heard about all offseason from a national perspective? Philly getting Paul George, the Knicks reloading. Like, that's what we've heard about,
John,
all offseason.
Part of why they don't want to promote Boston is because of some of its ugly history that people still want to purport as current day history. That's the issue. So you're going to push Ant-Man in Minnesota. You're going to do these things, but you've got two guys, both of them are all world on the same team, just won an NBA title, is the most historic franchise in the league, and you're not going to pay attention to them at all?
Yeah.
And this is what's going on in the Olympics, right? Like, if you know that Tatum gets out there, and granted, Tatum didn't need to have some outstanding, super magnificent Olympics. The Olympic team is not designed that way. It's usually two or three guys jump out at key moments, and that's how it's always been. Carmelo Anthony has a greater Olympics history than he does as an NBA player. So things like these happen. So no one's saying that Jason Tatum should be the face of Team USA basketball. I was just saying, like, you mean to tell me that there's a matchup that exists that Jason Tatum can't be out there to perform when this is what he does in the NBA? It's not this, I think, just goes to the narrative of that if there's one less reason to promote the Boston Celtics as one of the faces, or if not the face of the NBA. Think about it. How often have we gotten the Lakers pushed down our throats over the last 7 to 10 years, and the Lakers have barely been a playoff team? Yeah. I mean, look, everybody jokes about all these.
Heat, too. Like, yeah. We always get that.
You know what? I give the Heat more credit because at least the Heat have been the pebble in the Celtics' shoe.
Yeah.
What have the Lakers been in the pebble?
Remember the Lakers
got blown out so bad, not last year, but previous year when Denver swept them, that Denver didn't play a game for 21 days because the Lakers got beat four straight. It was like, but they'll push the Lakers. And I get it. It's Los Angeles. It's market 2. But damn it, this is market 10. This is not like the Fort Wayne Celtics. Okay? So, again, I just think this feeds into the narrative of this Tatum story kind of goes along with this. Can I prove it, KJ? Do you have evidence that you can see this? No, I haven't. I haven't pulled my Watergate off at NBA's headquarters just yet. But it's like, damn, Jaylen Brown out on the team. Then Jason Tatum, you're like, well, you know, Derek White got critical minutes and Drew Holiday got critical minutes, but they are not the stars of this team. They're not the stars of this team.
I also, look, Steve Kerr knows more about basketball than I do, but I don't think he could come here and look me in the eye.
Is he a better decision maker than you?
Could he honestly look me or anyone in the eye and say, I couldn't find minutes for Tatum against Serbia and I barely found minutes? Like, the guy was the second leading scorer on the 2021 Olympic team. He can switch everywhere defensively. We saw, by the way, KJ, you and I saw this. We did a lot of post games together.
Yeah.
During the NBA playoffs, when his three-point shot wasn't falling, he started to lead the team in assists and rebounds. He can do all those other things, right? Like, and he's a good teammate, too. Like, how many Supermax guys? And look, I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush here, but of all the Supermax-level players, Tatum is one of the most unselfish of that group, it feels like to me. You know, and Brown's not far behind there with him. But, like, again, it doesn't, when you have Derek White, who, again, I love, and Devin Booker and some of these other guys, Bam Adebayo, getting as many or more minutes than Jason Tatum, it just does not add up.
617-779-7937. Text line 37937, KJ and Lions. Let's go to Shane. Shane, thanks so much for calling, and good Sunday to you.
Hey, good Sunday to you, fellas. Great to hear you. I'm sitting on the beach right now and down the Cape. And, you know, John, I have a bone to pick with you, you know, in terms of Devin Booker and Jason Tatum. I think, you know, Tatum should have been in the rotation, but to say, you know, he should be getting all of Devin Booker's minutes is pretty wild to me. Like, Devin Booker shot over 50% from three. Tell me how many jump shots Jason Tatum made in the Olympics.
Okay, Shane, it's a reasonable point.
How many
averaged a better 3-point percentage in an entire NBA regular season last year? That would be Tatum. Who had a better offensive rating? Who had a better defensive rating? Who had a better net rating? Who had more rebounds a game? They both scored 27 points per game.
We're talking about the Olympics.
Who's the better player? Who's the better player?
Where are the fathers?
Overall player? Absolutely, Jason Tatum.
Okay.
But we're talking about
and who, by the way, not only Shane,
that he should be playing 0 for 16 on jump shots throughout the
Not only is Tatum the better player, as you illustrated, but who had the better last 8 months of basketball leading into the Olympics? Jason Tatum.
I know,
he should have gotten more minutes. Who's a better defender? You don't think, Shane, when they were down by 17 to Serbia.
Doncic was hunting him in the NBA Finals. He was getting hunted by the Dallas Mavericks on switches. Go check it out. Yeah. But
better defensive rating than Booker by 3 full points, though.
Yeah, he should have been playing, but to say he should be starting, like LeBron James is the guy running the show.
No,
he doesn't shoot it as well. They needed someone to stand there and make open shots, and Tatum was not doing that. He should have been in the rotation, but he shouldn't have been playing starter level minutes. Thanks. Have a good one.
Shane, thanks for the call. Gosh, I love when guys fight. I'm totally kidding.
I'm not saying start. And I understand, LeBron is the number one guy. Durant's probably the first. And even though I think Tatum, you can make the arguments a better overall player at this stage of his career than Durant. Durant's a better scorer.
I think the thing with Jason Tatum. His role probably should have been more like a Tayshaun Prince guy, where Tatum is willing to go get the rebounds, dish out the assist if his points aren't there. I'm not saying, hey, you missed Tatum scoring. I'm just saying that he offers intangibles that sometimes you're not going to get other guys to actively do. And I think that that's where those minutes could have come in. It's KJ and Lyons here on WEEI. David in the car, we'll get to your call. Let's take David in the car so we don't eat up his weekend minutes. David, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. This is so messed up, this whole Olympic crap that's going on. Okay, Jason should have been a starter. There's no question. Okay, Steve Kerr shouldn't even have been the coach. Well, what business does he have being the coach of the Olympic team? Okay, the only reason they're playing LeBron and they played Kevin is because of their age. Well, they've been in plenty of Olympic games before. They've been there before. So it's not like this was their first that they needed to play them. It's so fixed. It is so ridiculous that you have a player like Jason Tatum, who should have been the starter. Don't even get me going on Brown not being on a team. Don't even get me going there. This is embarrassing. It's fixed. The Olympic Committee who's selecting these players, it is so fixed, catering to the L.A. market, to the freaking West Coast. It's pathetic. It's baloney. And that's why I didn't even watch the final game. I boycotted before. I didn't even watch. I didn't want nothing to do with it.
Damn it. David gets the bronze and takes for that. That's bronze level. David, thanks for the call. That is bronze level material right there. Hey, look. He feeds right. Look, John. You have to say Team USA has some type of internal bias, right? Durant should be there, yes. LeBron needs to be there, yes. Steph Curry, I'm surprised this is his first time there, but I think he's turned him down in the past because of the extended seasons that the Warriors have had over those years. So it's like, okay, how do you make a DNP coach's decision before the game starts and the person's not injured?
Yeah, and to the previous caller, Shane's point, okay, he shot, 0 for 16 in the Olympics on jump shots. Well, how many games would they play? Is it 5 or 6 games they play in the Olympics? Maybe 7?
You're going hard at the
No. So what I'm saying is, what is that, he gets 2 shots a game? And sure, he's got to make those shots, but that's what we're talking, that's how few minutes this guy's getting, that he's getting 2-3 shots a game. He's a first-team All-NBA.
You're not going to get a ton of LeBron out there.
I don't expect him to get a ton by any means, KJ, but 2 or 3 shots to get, when he was the second leading scorer on the Olympic team that won a gold medal just 3 years ago.
Why not allow him in there to do some dirty work, right? I don't think even give him a chance to do dirty work and then let other things happen if they need to happen. Play some defense on some of these. Because if you're going to tell me, if I'm Steve Kerr and I'm looking in the mirror and saying, Jason Tatum's going to have problem defending guys on the Serbian team. What? And then what did you end up seeing in the French game? Oh, you've got Tatum checking Gobert? You look even dumber now. This is the game that Tatum probably should be used a little less. We're going to break here. We've got Would You Rather More Likely To next. Still to come on WEEI 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. KJ and Lyons, good Sunday to you.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Yeah, let that rock, Jacob. KJ Lyons, WEEI, stealing 4 hours of your week, and you'll remember for the rest of it. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. John, have you seen Ashley Madison on Netflix? Have you seen this?
No, I actually don't have Netflix, so what? You're going to have to explain this to me.
Oh, so if you're familiar with the website, Ashley Madison is this website. It's still active. I'm shocked to know. That's designed like if you're married and you want to find an affair to have, there's a site you could sign up and they talk to these people who signed up. It was ironic. The one girl who signed up, she's pretty much like, I'm a freak and I know it and I'm signing up for it. All the guys, like all pretty much would not tell you out loud they got hit up by bots. Like I'm thinking like in this day and age with all the technology, can't guys not tell there's not a real human being talking back to them in the chat? Like it's got to be more than, hey, how you doing today, sexy? Like nobody talks like that. Unless they're like Mae West and are like 89,000 years old.
Yeah, at least not on this radio show.
Not on this this radio show. It's got some colorful language.
Can I give you another side note here? Team USA Women's ended the third quarter on a 20-8 run. They are now up by two in the fourth.
Hey, Brittany Griner finally. I'm going to stop with that joke. It almost got dumped. She put on that Algerian athlete, put on that Algerian uniform and went to work. Look, this Ashley Madison site and the thing on Netflix. It just kind of goes to show like how interpersonal relationships have just gone to absolute crap. It's pretty bad. You know, like, look, this is not to knock anybody who's met anybody online, because if you really met somebody online, like I know somebody, they've passed away now, but they met their wife online probably 20 years ago, like dial-up meeting online, right? So like, hey, just disconnect your computer and we'll talk on the phone.
Yeah, it took
like
them longer to sign in than it did to talk.
Right. So it can work. But it's almost kind of like they were saying in this Ashley Madison documentary on Netflix that at one point they would say, hey, if you want to do a complete delete of your records, you can pay an extra $20 and we'll delete everything on the system. There'll be no trace you will ever hear. And they said they were making at least $1 million a month. Guess for what to not happen for them to not delete any single thing that you still had up there. Like how are people that gullible? How?
And imagine $20 just to hit the delete button. Like, really?
Right. Like I miss the days of dudes. And I think this is what it comes down to. Dudes are afraid of rejection. And rejection is part of how you get accepted. Like, do you still see guys like at bars? Like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Or what's your name? Stuff like that. Tell a little joke or whatever. Or is it just kind of like, hey, are you on Tinder? Are you on Tinder? I'm on Tinder. Let's meet up. Like, where is it now? I've been married for 15 years.
Yeah,
like,
I can tell you.
Yeah, we're married guys. So, like, if anything, that's one thing I celebrate. It's like, that's why.
I have a lot of friends that will meet girls through apps and online, but then some of my buddies are sickos anyway, so I don't know if that's a good example. But
as long as you're okay, that's all that matters. All right, we're 2 minutes away from Would You Rather More Likely To Either Or, Jacob. Text line 37937. What you got?
So I have somebody was probably listening to John's take and said Kerr went out of his way to say Devin Booker was the unsung MVP of Team USA.
Right.
Yeah. Look, and all due respect to Devin Booker, he's a terrific player, and this is not to dump on him. It's just Tatum's better. Like, they both average 27 points a game. Tatum's a better rebounder. He's a better overall three-point shooter. I know he had trouble with his jump shot in the last couple weeks, but better offensive rating, defensive rate, like all this. Like, he's just a better player. Again, all due respect to Devin Booker, just Tatum's better.
But I think Tatum's minutes really in these last two games would be directly tied to Anthony Edwards getting into slumps.
Yeah, and that's probably another conversation too. Like, Edwards played poorly against Serbia, and they just stuck with him
and struggled,
over Tatum.
And struggled against France.
Yeah, like they just stuck with him over Tatum.
Yeah. 37937, we'll do two more, and then we'll get to what you.
All right, we've got, this guy is suggesting that Tatum should have been starting over LeBron James. He is effing insane.
That one made me laugh. That was good. Like, and by the way, here's the thing, Kate. Was it kind of fun to root for LeBron and Steph for okay, one time. I kind of enjoy. I mean,
yes, but tell me you did not kind of laugh when you said posterized le poster on LeBron yesterday. It was just like, that's what's kind of funny. It's like these guys are like habitual bench guys, most of these guys in the NBA. But then when they play for their country, you're like, wait a minute, like, these guys can't be that bad. Like, how about what kind of run was Yuseble getting here?
Yeah, I know. Gershon Yabusele, a Danny Ainge draft pick, having a nice Olympics for himself.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, what Steph Curry did, that was the best of Steph Curry.
That was awesome. That last one when he was double teamed.
And I've known him since he was a kid, John. Now I'm going to pull that card.
I was not going to mention that.
When they put up there, Charlotte, North Carolina, his hometown, that's where we know each other.
Durant coming off the bench, like, that was pretty damn impressive. Like, yeah, that was fun to watch.
That was a fun game yesterday. One more text.
All right, we've got, let's see. Coach Mazzulla 2028, it'll be the Celtics Olympics.
Yeah, I think Mazzulla is the type of guy that really needs to be the next head coach. Maybe, because again, you make these decisions before you get here, so maybe Steve Kerr was the decision 3 years ago, right? Because you go through the whole process of tryouts and everything, and look at what was the narrative about the NBA 3-4 years ago? We were still talking about the Warriors. So now, you probably say, hey, Joe Mazzulla, would you be interested? Probably. I don't know, maybe
Eric Spoelstra. Like, I could see, because he's, 53? He was an assistant coach on this year's team. Like, I could see it being Spoelstra for maybe the next Olympics or two. But even
Spoelstra, Mazzulla,
MA? But even if it's, let's say it's Spoelstra for the next two Olympics, so that's 8 years. MA. Like, Mazzulla would still only be in his mid-40s at that point, and he could take over. So I could see it in Joe Mazzulla's future. I wonder, though, I think they're going to go with Spoelstra next.
Well, yeah, I think he'd be a better decision maker for sure. All right, still to come, keywords, Celtics, John Henry, Jag, Ric Flair. Now it's time for... Oh, yeah!
Would you grab a boar like the two?
Uh-huh.
Either or, I ask of you. Would you grab a boar like the two? Either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather, more likely to happen, an either or? They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
All right, so first up, would you rather hold on to Bailey Zappi through the end of the preseason or cut Bailey Zappi before the end of the preseason?
John.
I would hold on to him just because that's another month that you can develop Drake May and kind of let him along. And if he needs a little more time, you have Zappi there.
If you can get something decent in return, I don't know who it may be from, but some team may say, hey, we don't like our backup quarterback situation. I did not like what I saw from Carson Wentz with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs might say, hey, what if we give you a third rounder, which would really be like giving you a fourth rounder for Bailey Zappi. I would take that deal. So I don't know if Bailey Zappi is here by the end of preseason.
All right, next up, more likely to happen. Jason Tatum tries to put a 50-burger on Steve Kerr and the Warriors next season at home, or Jaylen Brown tries to put a 50-burger on Steve Kerr and the Warriors next season at home?
So, can I... Dude, these guys are going to combine for like 110 points the next time the Celtics
play. They'll both hold up Will Chamberlain 100.
I know we have to pick one or the other in this segment, but this is one of those rare ones, KJ. I'm just going to say both. Like, these guys... The Celtics are going to score like 130 on the Warriors next time they play, and these two guys are going to account for like 110.
Okay, so I'm going to go into my psychology bag here, and I'm going to say psychologically, I think it's going to be Jaylen Brown who's going to do it. And I think because he saw the entire Olympics there without him there and all the different excuses that went on. So I think Jaylen Brown is the one who's going to try and put the 50-burger on Steve Kerr because he'll have all that angst to be able to push to him that he wasn't there in Paris with the team at all. All right, final one.
All right, we've got Ric Flair puts you in the figure four for 10 minutes or Bret Hart puts you in a sharpshooter Boston Crab for 10 minutes.
Oh, Ric Flair in the figure four or Bret Hart puts you in a sharpshooter or Boston Crab for 10 minutes. Which one, John?
I have no idea what either of those things are.
You don't know what the figure four is?
But the Boston Crab just sounds painful, and I've got bitten by a crab once, and it really hurts, so I've got to avoid that one.
Okay, when I was a kid, let me put you to figure four. Sat up, hit me right in the nads, and then rock back with it. So I would take the sharpshooter, just bend me over. I'd try and get my breathing going, but that figure four will dig into your knee and kill. That's not the final hour. Next week, it's a bonus. Another hour. We got bonus hour with KJ and Lyons today. Hour number three next here on WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Yeah, let that rock, Jacob. KJ and Lyons, WEEI, stealing 4 hours of your week, and you'll remember for the rest of it. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. John, have you seen Ashley Madison on Netflix? Have you seen this?
No, I actually don't have Netflix, so what? You're going to have to explain this to me.
Oh, so if you're familiar with the website, Ashley Madison is this website. It's still active. I'm shocked to know. That's designed like if you're married and you want to find an affair to have, there's a site you could sign up and they talk to these people who signed up. It was ironic. The one girl who signed up, she's pretty much like, I'm a freak and I know it and I'm signing up for it. All the guys, like all pretty much would not tell you out loud they got hit up by bots. Like I'm thinking like in this day and age with all the technology, can't guys not tell there's not a real human being talking back to them in the chat? Like it's got to be more than, hey, how you doing today, sexy? Like nobody talks like that. Unless they're like Mae West and are like 89,000 years old.
Yeah, at least not on this radio show.
Not on this this radio show. It's got some colorful language.
Can I give you another side note here? Team USA Women's ended the third quarter on a 20-8 run. They are now up by 2 in the fourth.
Hey, Brittany Griner finally. I'm going to stop with that joke. It almost got dumped. She put on that Algerian athlete, put on that Algerian uniform and went to work. Look, this Ashley Madison site and the thing on Netflix. It just kind of goes to show like how interpersonal relationships have just gone to absolute crap. It's pretty bad. You know, like, look, this is not to knock anybody who's met anybody online, because if you really met somebody online, like I know somebody, they've passed away now, but they met their wife online probably 20 years ago, like dial-up meeting online, right? So like, hey, just disconnect your computer and we'll talk on the phone.
Yeah, it took
like
them longer to sign in than it did to talk.
Right. So it can work. But it's almost kind of like they were saying in this Ashley Madison documentary on Netflix that at one point they would say, hey, if you want to do a complete delete of your records, you can pay an extra $20 and we'll delete everything on the system. There'll be no trace you will ever hear. And they said they were making at least $1 million a month. Guess for what to not happen, for them to not delete any single thing that you still had up there. Like how are people that gullible? How?
And imagine $20 just to hit the delete button. Like, really?
Right. Like I miss the days of dudes. And I think this is what it comes down to. Dudes are afraid of rejection, and rejection is part of how you get accepted. Like, do you still see guys like at bars, like, hey, can I buy you a drink, or what's your name? Stuff like that. Tell a little joke or whatever. Or is it just kind of like, hey, are you on Tinder? Are you on Tinder? I'm on Tinder. Let's meet up. Like, where is it now? I've been married for 15 years.
Yeah,
like,
I can tell you.
Yeah, we're married guys. So, like, if anything, that's one thing I celebrate. It's like, that's why.
I have a lot of friends that will meet girls through apps and online, but then some of my buddies are sickos anyway. So I don't know if that's a good example. But
as long as you're okay, that's all that matters. All right, we're 2 minutes away from Would You Rather, More Likely to, Either or. Jacob, text line 37937. What you got?
So I have somebody was probably listening to John's take and said Kerr went out of his way to say Devin Booker was the unsung MVP of Team USA.
Right.
Yeah. Look, and all due respect to Devin Booker, he's a terrific player, and this is not to dump on him. It's just Tatum's better. Like, they both average 27 points a game. Tatum's a better rebounder. He's a better overall three-point shooter. I know he had trouble with his jump shot in the last couple weeks, but better offensive rating, defensive rate, like all this. Like, he's just a better player. Again, all due respect to Devin Booker, just Tatum's better.
But I think Tatum's minutes really in these last two games would be directly tied to Anthony Edwards getting into slumps.
Yeah, and that's probably another conversation too. Like, Edwards played poorly against Serbia, and they just stuck with him
and struggled,
over Tatum.
And struggled against France.
Yeah, like, they just stuck with him over Tatum.
Yeah, 37937, we'll do two more, and then we'll get to what you...
All right, we've got, this guy is suggesting that Tatum should have been starting over LeBron James. He is effing insane.
That one made me laugh. That was good. Like, and by the way, can I just, here's the thing, Kate. Was it kind of fun to root for LeBron and Steph for
okay,
one time?
So
I kind of enjoy, I mean.
Yes, but tell me you did not kind of laugh when you said le poster on LeBron yesterday. It was just like, that's what's kind of funny. It's like, these guys are like habitual bench guys, most of these guys in the NBA. But then when they play for their country, you're like, wait a minute. Like, these guys can't be that bad. Like, how about, what kind of run was Yusebli getting here?
Yeah, I know. Gershon Yabusele, a Danny Ainge draft pick, having a nice Olympics for himself.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, what Steph Curry did, that was the best of Steph Curry.
That was awesome. That last one when he was double teamed.
And I've known him since he was a kid, John. Now I'm going to pull that card.
I was not going to mention that.
You know, when they put up there, Charlotte, North Carolina, his hometown, that's where we know each other.
Durant coming off the bench, like, that was pretty damn impressive. Like, yeah, that was fun to watch.
That was a fun game yesterday. One more text.
All right, we've got, let's see. Coach Mazzulla 2028, it'll be the Celtics Olympics.
Yeah, I think Mazzulla's the type of guy that really needs to be the next head coach. Maybe, because again, you make these decisions before you get here, so maybe Steve Kerr was the decision 3 years ago, right? Because you go through the whole process of tryouts and everything, and look at what was the narrative about the NBA 3-4 years ago? We were still talking about the Warriors. So now, you probably say, hey, Joe Mazzulla, would you be interested? Probably. I don't know, maybe
Eric Spoelstra. Like, I could see, because he's, what, 53? He was an assistant coach on this year's team. Like, I could see it being Spoelstra for maybe the next Olympics or two. But even
Spoelstra, Mazzulla, MA?
Yeah, but even if it's, let's say it's Spoelstra for the next two Olympics, so that's 8 years. MA. Like, Mazzulla would still only be in his mid-40s at that point, and he could take over. So I could see it in Joe Mazzulla's future. I wonder, though, I think they're going to go with Spoelstra next.
Well, yeah, I think he'd be a better decision-maker for sure. All right, still to come, keywords, Celtics, John Henry, Jag, Ric Flair. Now it's time for... Oh, yeah!
Would you rather more likely to?
Uh-huh.
Either or, I ask of you. Would you
this show
rather
so
more
sucked.
Likely to? Either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather, more likely to happen, an either or? They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
All right, so first up, would you rather hold on to Bailey Zappe through the end of the preseason or cut Bailey Zappe before the end of the preseason?
John.
I would hold on to him just because that's another month that you can develop Drake May and kind of let him along. And if he needs a little more time, you have Zappe there.
If you can get something decent in return, I don't know who it may be from, but some team may say, hey, we don't like our backup quarterback situation. I did not like what I saw from Carson Wentz with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs might say, hey, what if we give you a third rounder, which would really be like giving you a fourth rounder for Bailey Zappe. I would take that deal. So I don't know if Bailey Zappe is here by the end of preseason.
All right, next up, more likely to happen. Jason Tatum tries to put a 50-burger on Steve Kerr and the Warriors next season at home, or Jaylen Brown tries to put a 50-burger on Steve Kerr and the Warriors next season at home.
So, can I... Dude, these guys are going to combine for like 110 points the next time the Celtics
play. They'll both hold a Will Chamberlain 100.
I know we have to pick one or the other in this segment, but this is one of those rare ones, KJ. I just got to say both. Like, these guys... The Celtics are going to score like 130 on the Warriors next time they play, and these two guys are going to account for like 110.
Okay, so I'm going to go into my psychology bag here, and I'm going to say psychologically, I think it's going to be Jaylen Brown who's going to do it. And I think because he saw the entire Olympics there without him there and all the different excuses that went on. So I think Jaylen Brown is the one who's going to try and put the 50-burger on Steve Kerr because he'll have all that angst to be able to push to him that he wasn't there in Paris with the team at all. All right, final one.
All right, we've got Ric Flair puts you in the figure four for 10 minutes or Bret Hart puts you in a sharpshooter Boston Crab for 10 minutes.
Oh, Ric Flair in the figure four or Bret Hart puts you in a sharpshooter or Boston Crab for 10 minutes. Which one, John?
I have no idea what either of those things are.
You don't know what the figure four is?
But the Boston Crab just sounds painful, and I've got bitten by a crab once, and it really hurts, so I've got to avoid that one.
Okay, when I was a kid, let me put you to figure four. Sat up, hit me right in the nads, and then rock back with it. So I would take the sharpshooter, just bend me over. I'd try and get my breathing going, but that figure four will dig into your knee and kill. That's not the final hour. Actually, it's a bonus. Another hour. We got bonus hour with KJ and Lyons today. Hour number three next here on WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.